Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
33573.
Thank you, ma'am. May I ask your name, please?
Patricia Malcolm, M-A-L-C-O-L-M.
Thank you, Ms. Malcolm. All right, Ms. Malcolm, I have found your account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
815 La Jolla, capital L-A, capital J-O-L-L-A, Ave, Sun City Center, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Patricia. I'm waiting on your account. All right, this is going on. This is due to that Dyson vacuum entry. It stated in the terms and conditions that the account will be billed for other offers. The offer that came through to your account was a meal plan app. It's an app that mainly focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carb
cleanse. I have no idea. I didn't sign for it. I didn't agree to any of that.
So let me ask you this. What if I can get you $20 taken off of it? Vice Hub is offering you guys a promotion. They do weekly drawings for these Dysons. I can get 20.
Now, what is going on with the Dyson?
All right. See, that's what this is about, that contest entry. That came along with it. They do weekly drawings for those Dysons. So you already pay everything. So if you were to win, they'll inform you through your email and let you know.
Oh, okay. So in other words, I basically signed up for this meal plan.
For them both, because you'll be in the running for them both. That meal plan came through automatically, yes, ma'am.
But I'm being charged for it, and I don't want it. So I'd like to eliminate it, completely eliminate it. I did not read that, and, you know, with this whole thing with the Dyson, I, you know, completely misunderstood that, and I do not want this meal plan.
All right. I'm canceling you out right now, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I guess before I sign up for something, I better call and talk to somebody to find out what exactly is in the background of that.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, you are right. Thank you very much. So will you please eliminate that?
Yes, ma'am, I'm doing it now. I actually get you a cancellation code.
Okay, that'll be fine. Thank you for your help. I really do appreciate it. I know,
yes,
I don't want to shoot you. You're the messenger.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, but I understand. You know, dealing with people, money is sensitive. But I promise you, you're more than fine now.
Thank you.
All right, if you're ready, I got
yes,
you squared,
sure,
right?
Go right ahead.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 9206.
My pen, of course, is not working.
All right.
C90.
No, man, I start over. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's C920.
Okay.
614.
Okay.
217.
C920-614-217.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Thank you so very much, sir. I appreciate it. And sorry if I sounded nasty.
You didn't. You didn't.
No, it's my own fault. And, you know, I'm learning this. It's hard. I've got to read the fine print. But thank you very much, and I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. I want to let you know this real quick, Ms. Malcolm, with how the account has been refunded.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
When you got this account, they'll refund it with how long or short one has the account. Man, the shorter you have the account, the more that you'll be refunded. So
okay. This
account was on April the 21st. So I know,
yes.
I'll be scratching to get you a 50%, but I'll see if I can get you 50% of that refunded to your account, ma'am.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I want to ask you one more thing. That Pat Malcolm at Verizon, that account is active, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'm going to get all this information that we just went over. You'll see it in your email.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate your help.
No problem, Ms. Patricia. Thank you for calling customer
support.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.